Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to WMUC Digital College Park. You are listening to Sean Mons Mons. We're going to start you off with a quick PSA, then we're going to dive straight into the episode.
I am full of heavy metals.
Be on the lookout on Saturday, May 3rd, when there will be hundreds of people of all ages on the University of Maryland College Park campus for the Best Buddies Maryland Friendship Walk. The mission of Best Buddies is to create opportunities for one-on-one friendships, meaningful employment, and leadership development for people with and without intellectual and developmental disabilities. Participating in this walk will help raise funds to further this mission. For more information about this great event and organization, search Best Buddies Friendship Walk Maryland online. And remember, it's more fun to walk with a friend.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, how are we doing today? Welcome to Sean Mons Bonds. Now, if you've been keeping up with what I've been posting and sharing, today we are looking at Lavender Town. Now, I'll be honest, this was probably one of the funnest episodes I've got to do because I took so many interesting creative liberties, I guess, with this. Because, okay, for context, so in the first four generations, I'm talking about like Gen 1, Gen 2, Gen 3, Gen 4, like Kanto, Johto, Hoenn, Sinnoh, those were all based, like they had their own unique architecture, but they're all based all places in Japan. And I think the interesting with that is like we can, because they're all like collectively kind of based upon like the same thing, but elaborate in different ways, we can kind of look at like a lot of the individual architecture, like architecture, and look at a lot of like the different like aesthetics of like what's going down. And like, you know, if you know anything about Lavender Town, it is like the ghost type gym, and it is known for having like spirits of Pokemon that are like passed away and whatnot. So very creepy stuff. And so I tried to do it justice. Very creepy stuff, very eerie, haunting, dare I say. This is me making up for not having a Halloween episode, but like the cold is like dreary enough, so you might as well make it Halloween. That being said, we're gonna go to our next song. This is so when I was telling my friend what I was doing, I was like, oh yeah, we're gonna play like doom metal, we're gonna play goth, we're gonna play doom metal, we're gonna play trip hop, we're gonna play ambient. And he was like, oh, like goth stuff. And I'm like, yeah, oh yeah, true, I guess like goth can kind of work. And there's this one song that has a more like dark wave style that I absolutely love. It's actually a remix though of the original. The original one is great, but I personally love this remix. I love the different take on it. This is we're gonna be listening to House of Self-Undoing by Chelsea Wolf, the Boy Harsher remix. Please enjoy. gentlemen, that was Chelsea Wolf, House of Self Undoing, the Boy Harsher remix, which is, like I said, it's arguably my favorite version. And the song before that, which I can't believe I forgot to shout out, that is Munta Tuja by Oransi Pazuzu. That one is like a very interesting kind of like spooky industrial black metal experimental amalgamation, so to speak. Very scary stuff. Now, when I was thinking about the whole like going off creepy vibes, I'm thinking of the very eerie, very like ambient kind of stuff. And trip hop definitely fell into that kind of category. I definitely wanted to shout out some really good trip hop, especially because of like the very melancholic tone of it all. This is a personal favorite of mine, and like every time someone says, "Oh, I'm into trip hop," I always recommend this album. However, I'm gonna be playing the instrumental version. I feel like the instrumental version is more fitting, but we are gonna be listening to Anger Management by Lovage. We'll be right back. That was Anger Management by Lovage. I'm looking at the credits. Apparently, Dan the Automator is on it. I recently listened to, or I gave a re-listen to Deltron 3030. Because I know, and I knew that Dan the Automator was on that. I didn't know he was on this. The person who I did know who was on this was actually Mike Patton. Yes, the vocalist of Faith No More and Mr. Bungle fame. One of the most prolific, eclectic artists ever, question mark? Yeah, I'd say so. However, I think, like, as great as his vocals are, I think I really want to try and focus on the tone. I really do want to try and, like, focus on this. Yeah, like, the eeriness of it all. I was very interested in that. Anyways, so this next song, I'm actually really excited to show you guys. So I always try, you know, try to showcase, like, city pop and different ways or however. I really can shout it out so it fits the theme. I took it upon myself, a little challenge, if you will, to try and find the scariest or spookiest Masayoshi Takenaka song. Now, if you know anything about Masayoshi Takenaka, he's very bubbly, very bright, very positive and joyous. In fact, he is my number six most listened to artist of the year. And that doesn't shock me one bit because I absolutely love his stuff. That being said, I try to find something that was like kind of eerie and or spooky enough, dare I say. That being said, I found this really cool remix of Nagisa Motorado. This is the Super Depth remix of Nagisa Motorado by Masayoshi Takenaka. Everyone, enjoy. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's probably one of the coolest songs I've found or discovered in the past few weeks, which is why I absolutely love doing this show. Like, as much as I always love finding new music on my own volition, like, this inspires me to look deeper into the artists of, like, deep into the discographies of artists that I thought I already knew. I can't even lie. Fun fact, actually. So, Lavender Town is, you know, it's the ghost type town. And I think, like, you know, we've had, like, many, many years of this kind of, like, of, like, the stat system. You know, like, when you're, like, a Pokemon stats, there's, like, a base stat total with, like, the attack and the defense and the speed and the HP and whatnot. But in the first generation, there was only attack and defense, because now we know there's, like, a special attack and special defense. But there, in Gen 2, I believe, there was either Gen 2 or Gen 3. I don't remember. I know there, that is when the split happened, where, like, Pokemon started getting, like, a special stats and, like, in their physical attacks, like, because it goes into physical attack and physical defense and special attack and special defense. And I do, because I do remember in Gen 3, specific types were only physical and some were only special. And oddly enough, so the ghost type, I feel that feels like a more special kind of attack. And when I mean, like, a special attack, it's, like, something that's not close range. You know, something like a flamethrower or a thunderbolt. You know, you're not directly hitting someone. However, the only real, like, move, like, the only really ghost-type move for, like, a few generations was called Lick, funny enough. And that's because the one big ghost-type was Gengar, and he's known for having a really big tongue. Fun fact. But it was kind of weird, because in Gen 3, like, the dark-types, there were a lot of physical dark-type, but dark-type was actually a special attack. And I think one of the... It was kind of weird, because, like, Mighty Yenna was, like, a really big physical attacker, especially in the early game, but he couldn't use a lot of stab moves because he wasn't a physical, he wasn't a special attacker, and his one type where he could take advantage of was actually a special type. That being said, Mighty Yenna is a dog, and the next song actually revolves around dogs as well. This is called Hounds of Heaven by Midwife and Viva Melancholia. Thank you. Wasn't that absolutely gorgeous song? I found that song, I believe, like a few years ago when like it came out. I found it from a meme page, if anything, oddly enough. But I just love the aesthetic. I just love like the hazy, kind of just very entrancing nature. It's very dissociative, and I think that's like something, you know, if you walk through a town full of ghosts, you'll definitely feel that kind of feeling, so to speak. Yeah, just like, you know, haunted and just very kind of empty, maybe. That being said, we are going into the metal section. I know my mom, dad, my brother are listening to this. Guys, I am sorry in advance. Seriously, I'm sorry. But this is a really good song. And I think, like, especially because when I was thinking about, like, the, you know, the darker side of, I guess, in terms of, like, confronting emotions and mourning, dare I say, it's a very heavy kind of emotion. And I think, like, with a heavy kind of emotion, you really need to portray that for a very heavy and aggressive music. And you might have different opinions. I was like, oh, maybe that's not the best way to handle it. I think it's a very interesting, a very, a very unique perspective on things. And this band is Boris, which is a Japanese sludge metal band, by the way. And fun fact, also the first name of my father. Love you, Dad. I hope you guys are having an amazing time in Hawaii. Right? You guys are still in Hawaii, I believe. anyways, this song is called My Neighbor Satan by Boris. Thank you. gentlemen. I love that song. Boris is a very interesting band, I would say. I think they were like touring here for one of their other albums. But this is like a very avant-garde pick. I know I was saying it. In fact, I thought maybe the song wasn't heavy enough. It was experimental, very experimental. However, I don't think it truly captures the stress and danger of doom, of being chased around by ghosts, which hypothetically I feel like you'd encounter that in Lavender Town. That being said, this is one of my favorite doom metal bands. This is Thou with Umbilical. Well, the album is Umbilical. This is The Lonely Vigil. Fantastic song. Tap in. So that was our little break to play some heavy kind of music. Again, I know my parents are listening to it. I apologize for you guys. I know that was a bit of a jump scare, and especially to all the other listeners who I guess like didn't kind of expect that. I don't know. But like I thought it was very fit into the theme. Again, took some creative liberties. But it's like loosely connected. I swear. If I can write like a whole page on like why it's connected, I guess. That being said, okay, so I can look at how many listeners there are, like, you know, current listeners. Shout out to people who stuck around after I played my experimental wannabe kind of stuff. Because I go into the Boris track and I have like 16 current listeners. I'm like, oh my God, 16 people are listening to this. And I realize 16 people are listening to this. They probably don't want to hear Boris. And by the time the last song was over, that number dropped down to 9. So shout out all 9 of you who wanted to hear my heavy chugga chugga metal stuff. That being said, we're going to take a break with the metal stuff right now. We're going to go back to kind of like chiller vibes, a bit more back into the trip hop section. This is, so one of my artists I actually saw live, this is a George Clannon in TV Girl. This is called I'm Not Real featuring Pinky. This is off their collab album and they released the deluxe like earlier this year. This is a fantastic song. Hope you enjoy. That was I'm Not Real by TV Girl, George Clanton, featuring Pinky, actually. I never really heard of her beforehand, but this song inspired me to check it out because it was really good. Next one, I promised that I was going to play some shoegaze because I feel like Lavender Town, if anything, would have a very prominent shoegaze scene, if anything. You know, very hazy. We played some shoegaze earlier, but I kind of want to dive back deep. Into that aforementioned rabbit hole. This is Cocktail Twins, which we're not going to be playing off of Heaven or Las Vegas, which is the big one. We're going to be playing the album after Heaven or Las Vegas, which is still really good. Really and heavily underrated. Four Calendar Cafe is fantastic, and I highly recommend it. We are going to be playing Theft and Wandering Around Lost. I feel like that title in particular is very, I guess, just like symbolic of like this whole town or aesthetic. But yeah, enjoy. Love. That was Theft and Wandering Around Lost by the Cocktail Twins. What a beautiful song. Very underrated song, too. Like I said, I feel like everyone really knows Heaven in Las Vegas, which, don't get me wrong, amazing, fantastic, spectacular album. That being said, once I delve into their other works, then I had a lot more respect and opened my perspective a lot more on who they are as artists and who they are as people, I guess. But yeah, very, very, very beautiful. Anyways, we're getting towards the very end of our show, and as always, I'm very thankful for all of you guys being here, listening to me yap, talk, spread my ideas, spread my thoughts, and I don't know, help, because what you guys are doing, this is helping me not just understand Pokemon, I guess, but it helps when you understand how to translate your emotions and how to translate human interaction and architecture in terms of music and what it kind of really means. The whole world feels like a puzzle coming together, and that in itself is very beautiful, and I appreciate you guys for giving me this opportunity to play some rad music in the process. That being said, we are going to end with our final song. Bit of a departure from, the eerie, freaky, ambient, sludgy kind of stuff. We're going to be playing some a bit more high energy, I guess. I guess in the grand scheme of things, compared to what we were playing, was a bit more high energy. But this is Vord Husband by Aphex Twin off the album Drugs. I love this song. It feels like C418, which is Minecraft music. It feels like Minecraft music with break beats. And it's so, so cool. This is my favorite Aphex Twin song, by the way. But yeah. Anyways, I love you guys. Thank you so much for being here. And have a beautiful weekend and a beautiful rest of your night.
Hello.
There we go. Okay. That song ended earlier than I thought it would, but it's okay. Hello. opening.